Day 11, assemble the nuts and bolts. All right, so by this point, if you have been working in real time, and it's totally okay if you haven't, by the way, like I know some people like to listen to everything or read the whole book and then go back and start over. You know, it's your course. You got to do what works for you. But if you have been working in real time, like at this point, you've settled on your idea, you have transformed it into an offer, and you know who your ideal customer is. Maybe you even thought a bit about your origin story, like we talked about yesterday. Well, in the next few lessons, you're going to help that person, your ideal customer, understand why they can't live without your offer without getting bogged down in unimportant details. So as we focus on nuts and bolts here, this one's going to be kind of short and sweet. I'm just going to give you what I call a mini toolkit, and I'll have some comments about it. This is all about just kind of setting yourself up for success and doing those few administrative things that are important so that you can focus on your offer and marketing and, you know, actually making money. So I say, like, you know, no matter how resourceful you are, it never hurts to start with a mini toolkit. So I'll give you a few recommendations and general principles that will apply to many people and many different kinds of hustles. Now, I also want to mention, of course, that we do have a resources page for this as well, in addition to the community group for specific recommendations. So if you're having questions, you want to get feedback about something, just pop over there and someone can jump in. First recommendation is to get a bank account that's just for your side hustle. There's little to no difference between what the bank calls business accounts and personal accounts, just so you know. So you can get the option that's easiest for you. Hopefully it's free. If it's not free, it should at least be cheap. The most important thing here is just to keep your funds separate. So as you have side hustle money coming in, which is a good thing, you want to make sure that it's tracked in a separate source from the rest of your money. Now, similarly, you're probably going to have some expenses. So I recommend you get a separate credit or debit card that you use only for expenses associated with your hustle. A lot of side hustle expenses can be deducted on your taxes, even if the hustle is not profitable in the first year. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. Now, you can't just do that forever. You can't just like have a losing business year after year, because eventually the IRS or whatever tax authority you fall under is going to say like that doesn't count. But when you're getting started, it absolutely counts. So you definitely want to keep up with your expenses. And then a little bonus tip, make sure you're earning airline miles for those expenses. One of my side hustles is cardsfortravel.com, where you can earn a bunch of big bonuses, all kinds of miles and points for getting credit cards, meeting the minimum spend or the minimum requirement, and then using those points and miles to travel for free, or at least for almost free. And that's what I've been doing in one of my other careers of travel hacking and visiting every country in the world for, I don't know, maybe 15 years now. It really has made a huge difference in my life. So if you haven't done that before, I definitely recommend you check that out. My site is cardsfortravel.com. You can also learn about this in other ways too, of course. And at a certain point, you want to set up your legal structure, at least make a decision about that. A lot of people get overwhelmed. It doesn't have to be super complicated. For many hustles, operating as a sole proprietor is perfectly acceptable. But if you do choose to incorporate your hustle, you can often do that yourself online for much, much less money than it would cost to hire an attorney. So there are some solutions, like LegalZoom is one of the most common. It's a few hundred dollars usually, depending on what state you live in. But if you have to do it, then that's a lot cheaper than hiring an attorney. It's also important to set up a very simple accounting system, which can be cheap or free, can grow with you as the hustle takes off. For a long time, I just used spreadsheets, and that wasn't a great idea. These days, for a small amount of money, you can pay for QuickBooks or FreshBooks or other solutions. So we've got some listings for that on the resources page. But basically, you just need something that works for you. It's not like one is so much better than the other. You just need something that works for you. And my last recommendation on the nuts and bolts is, if at all possible, set aside a dedicated hustle workspace, even a really small one, in your home or apartment. Just someplace that you can go to and you're like, this is my little hustle corner. I mean, if you've got a big desk, that's great, but not everybody has that situation. So wherever you can have some space, and if it's not possible, because I realize it's not possible for everyone, create a mobile one, like a mobile hustle workspace. And, you know, maybe if you go to a coffee shop, you go to the same coffee shop all the time, or you set up in the same little corner or booth, just trying to create a pattern or a routine that will make it easier for you to work on this project consistently. And so basically that is going to be your call to action, because, you know, different points here are going to apply for different people. So the call to action is to establish a pattern or routine of how and when you'll work on your side hustle. And by the way, don't hold yourself to perfection. If you miss a day or something, or if you get off track, it's all right. But do try to make it a regular habit as much as you can. And that will help you to create this project that's so important to you. That will help you get closer to those benefits of freedom, options, more choice, more ownership, more security, all the great reasons to have a side hustle. So creating a little bit of routine on the front end can help you as you go along. I wish you good luck with that, and I will see you again soon in the next module.